Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former President Donald Trump's not answering investigators' questions in New York. He showed up today for a deposition by lawyers with State Attorney General Letitia James's office. The AG's been investigating the Trump Organization's business practices. Trump says he invoked the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. The Justice Department has charged a suspected Iranian operative with allegedly plotting to kill former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. Prosecutors say the plan appears to be attempted retaliation for the U.S. killing of a top Iranian general. Here's NPR's Ryan Lucas.
Prosecutors say the defendant, Shahram Pourzavi, is a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. According to court papers, in October of 2021, Pourzavi began trying to arrange John Bolton's murder. He allegedly offered a contact in the U.S. $300,000 to carry out the plot. Pourzavi, who faces two counts, is believed currently to be in Iran. Bolton is an Iran hawk who served as Trump's national security advisor. In a statement, he thanked the FBI and the Justice Department for uncovering the alleged murder-for-hire scheme. Prosecutors say the plot appears to be an attempt by Iran to hit back at the U.S. for the January 2020 American strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The president of Ukraine says he wants to liberate the southern peninsula of Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Odessa that the Ukrainian government denies it was involved in explosions at a Russian airbase in Crimea on Tuesday.
In a video posted to his Telegram page, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia's war against Ukraine began with Crimea and must end with its liberation. He said Russia had brought war, repression, and economic ruin to Crimea, turning one of the best places in Europe into one of the most dangerous. Russian media reported that at least one person was killed on Tuesday after several explosions at a Russian airbase on the western coast of Crimea. Social media videos showed Russian tourists leaving the beach in fear as smoke billowed from the site. An advisor to Zelensky says Ukraine did not bomb the airbase and hinted that pro-Ukrainian partisans were responsible. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Odessa.
Inflation in this country is still high, but the government's revealing a welcome slowdown in the price surge. It reports inflation rose 8.5% in July compared to a year earlier, a smaller year-over-year increase than the month before. The new report today was a boost to President Biden, whose public approval rating has taken a hit amid the historically high inflation. Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 500 points. This is NPR News. The prime suspect in the killings of four Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is denying that he was behind the crimes. According to court documents disclosed last night, the man, identified as Mohammed Zaid, was arrested about 100 miles from his home. Court documents say bullet casings found in Zaid's vehicle match the caliber of the weapon investigators believe was used in two of the killings. The first took place some 9 months ago. The most recent was last Friday. China's military says it has, as it put it, completed various tasks around Taiwan, a statement that may signal an end to nearly a week of saber-rattling near the island. Beijing staged military exercises in the air and sea surrounding Taiwan in response to U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent visit to the self-ruled island. NPR's John Ruich has more.
The People's Liberation Army did not explicitly say the exercises were over. They were slated to end on Sunday, but on each of the past 3 days, the Eastern Theater Command, which ran the drills, said they were continuing. In the newest statement, though, it said the operations had, quote, successfully completed various tasks and effectively tested integrated combat capabilities. It said it'll keep an eye on changes to the situation in the Taiwan Strait while training and preparing for combat and conducting regular combat readiness patrols in the strait. The Beijing government also issued a new policy white paper on Taiwan. In it, the government reaffirmed its threat of military force to annex the island. John Ruich, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is NPR News.